This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
When President Trump asked for military options for North Korea, this unit of B-1 bombers could be called on. They carry the largest conventional payload in the U.S. Air Force and fly almost weekly over the Korean Peninsula.
I have some pretty severe things that we're thinking about. That doesn't mean we're going to do them. I don't draw red lines.
In the wake of North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile test on July 4th, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, talking off camera to reporters at the Pentagon today, downplayed any talk of war.
I do not believe this capability in itself brings us closer to war because the President's been very clear, Secretary of State's been very clear, that we are leading with diplomatic and economic efforts.
So what are the President's military options?
There is evidently an underground facility now being built or in operation to develop uranium for weapons. This is a centrifuge facility. It's possible you could use earth penetrators to destroy that.
North Korea has an estimated 10 plutonium-based nuclear warheads, but it's the thousands of artillery units that's trained on the 10 million civilians living in Seoul that stymies talk of military action.
There's no credible way that you can neutralize quickly the artillery weapons that are within range of Seoul. Basically, a lot of them are in buried areas. If this escalated to any kind of major war, we're probably talking about relatively quickly casualties in the tens of thousands and possibly hundreds of thousands.
The U.S. now has 36 underground missile interceptors based in Alaska and California. That number will increase to 44 by the end of this year.
We have enough interceptors to defeat the threat and the number of missiles from North Korea or Iran.
In December, the Pentagon put Special Operations Command in charge of countering weapons of mass destruction. This means that the elite SEAL, Ranger, and Delta Force teams will be tasked with coming up with plans for how to deal with North Korea's nukes.
Well, I got to tell you, there's no question all this is tenuous. We look to China, but President Trump, in his wisdom, said early on, with or without them, we're going to deal with this situation. We hope that it would be with them. They did do something on a token nature and return a barge with, about $20,000 worth of coal. But that's about it. They haven't done a whole lot beyond it. And it makes you wonder if we're overestimating China's influence over Korea at this point and Kim Jong-un. We just do not seem to have that particular linchpin, and that Kim Jong-un, what he is doing is kind of like James Dobson, Dr. James Dobson, the psychiatrist, had once said about raising the stubborn child. He says that if little Johnny stands before you with his hands on his hips wanting to be spanked, then he should not be disappointed. Maybe Kim Jong-un is one of those stubborn, belligerent, ill-mannered children that needs to feel, some force. I like you. I'm not rooting for that. What I am rooting for is world peace. I'm rooting for some tranquility and some understanding here. We cannot, as a result of our understanding of what nuclear proliferation could mean for our world. I mean, you're concerned about global warming. this is a global warming at a level that we don't even understand, that we can't even perceive the devastation that would take place here. And I respect that Donald Trump is one, as he says, not to set red lines. I think that's great policy. The conversation continues. Our eyes are on Korea, hopefully and prayerfully above all. reason can reign, and we can avoid something of a traumatic result and effort here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Gene Allen, founder CEO of the Center for Education Reform, joins us right now on Bill Martinez Live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour, taking a look at beyond the first 100 days, transforming government's role in education. Gene Allen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you? Okay, all right. It's all about timing, ladies and gentlemen. Gene Allen now joins us. We'll have another drum roll and bring her on, founder, CEO of the Center for Education Reform. Jean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi there. It's Jeannie.
Jeannie, yes, I knew that. You've been on before. Forgive me.
Yes, we did.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you for correcting me. Want to talk about, we talk about education when we get together, and we're looking at the first 100 days, almost 150 now, or maybe just past. The government's role in education. What do you see happening now?
Well, what we're doing is we looked at the first 100 days and we decided to give them an extension, because rather than just counting, days, we decided we really want to accomplish something, right? And
right, exactly.
What we believe the federal government can do is really stimulate innovation and more opportunity for families, parents, educators, and students across the country. And simply put, look, that the federal government is a small part of, and should be a small part of what happens in education. But their regulations are onerous. Their programs tend to drive lots of behaviors. And so we think that needs to change, and this is a great opportunity to change it. So what should there be their role? Go ahead.
Hmm? Well, no, I'm just saying is that to your point, anytime there's compulsion involved, it never fares well, does it?
Right. And the best of intentions create programs that, might support, which is important, special needs kids, might help additional support for disadvantaged kids. I mean, really, the federal role has typically been to help provide more support for those most in need, to play some research role, and then in higher ed, we know what that is. Mm-hmm. But what happens is laws don't just get passed and adopted and money spent. Those programs get regulated to death.
Yeah.
And that's where that coercion comes from, Bill.
Well, exactly, Jeannie. And the thing is, I'm a local person kind of guy. I know some people might say in the Hispanic word, you mean local person. No, local. I'm talking about we want to be as close to the issue and the problem as possible. When things are happening out of the beltway, a lot gets lost in translation the further from the point of a focus that we move away from. Don't you agree?
That's right. And the reason, this is one of the reasons that we have recommended to the Trump administration and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, that one of the first and most important, by the way, non-cost, no-cost things that they can do is completely get rid of all non-regulatory guidance. In other words, the rules and regulations and stuff that people in the department have written over time telling people how to behave, mm-hmm. with certain dollars, can go. Like, you don't need to pass a law, actually. She has the authority to get rid of it. That's the first most important thing that they could do to help at least untether the federal government from local behavior. Another is just to unsilo the funds. I mean, look, whether or not you agree that certain programs should be in place is a whole other discussion. But if you have these programs and school districts have this money, why do they only get to spend technology money on technology and money for teacher development on teacher development and money for math on math? Why isn't it their choice locally how to use money that we send to the federal government to tell us what to do? Like, it's completely backwards.
Well, Jeannie, you know, I'm a Pareto principle kind of guy. I find this principle to work in no matter what circumstance, that 20% gives you 80% of the yield.
Yeah.
Looking over where we are today, I mean, clearly we are failing our kids. I mean, forget about everything else. I mean, I look at it as, who are we here to serve? We're here to serve the kids, and we're failing them. We're really blowing this up. What can we do right now? What do we need to focus? What is that 20% that we need to focus on that we could do lickety-split and make an 80% difference?
Well, the most important thing we could do is allow money to follow kids to the schools of their choice. And that requires some federal action, and it requires state action. But the ridiculous thing is that we send money to school districts, and then we mandate the kids attend certain schools in their district unless they have the money to leave. And that's a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. And so if you give parents an option of whether or not they want to leave a failing school or a school that's mediocre, or maybe it's a great school, it just doesn't fit their kid, they're going to leave.
Exactly.
They do all the time. Right. So public school choices, charter school choices, private school choices. We're working on what we hope will be the Trump administration's federal tax credit package to allow scholarships to be funded with private money to also enable kids to go to schools of their choice. This is the most essential point. Parental choice, parental freedom.
Jeannie, I would say, again, this is the free market at work, and I could see these institutions stepping up and changing their ways instead of just following a plan, you know, like the old mimeograph machines. You know, we just, this is the curriculum, this is what we do because we've got the mimeograph machine, and this is the way we've always done it. So we just keep on spitting these things out, regardless of results. But if they start feeling the force of a voting public that says this doesn't work for whatever reason, it's going to cause them, it really forced them. I'm not saying they're not doing this already, but they're really not doing it with a sense of urgency. And I would think that there should be some leadership at the education level that says, look at guys, we got to get out of this ideology and this partisanship and this delusion that we're in, to think that just because we have been, that we will always be, because the results are empirical. We are failing the kids.
Right. We absolutely are. And when more than 65% of our kids can't read, write, or spell, let alone do civics or history at grade level, we have a serious problem.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, so free choice. What next?
Again, untethering what monies are spent at the federal level from so many strings, ensuring that innovations in teaching and learning continue to be accessible to educators and students. I mean, that requires, you know, even if you have choices, it requires you to be able to spend your money at a state level on things that you think work. Right? And then probably, you know, the thread through all of this is none of this works unless we really do have a drive for personalized learning, personalized education. We put kids in seats, seat time. We expect them to go to school from kindergarten through 12th grade, and that'll give them the diploma, and that'll get them supposedly into a higher education program and get them productive. Wrong. Why is it 12 years? Could be 8 for some. Could be 16 for others. Why aren't we counting mastery and competency? Why do we make kids sit year after year in seats? The reason is because that's where the money flows. And
excellent
that was
point.
Created in the 1860s by seven men around our table, and it doesn't work anymore.
Exactly. I'm right with you on it. Great idea. Three very powerful and dramatic ideas that could make a lot of change to our educational system. Jeannie, where can people go for more information?
edreform.com or 1-800-521-2118. Call us at the Center for Education Reform. Love
Jeannie
to help
Allen.
Anyone get engaged.
Jeannie Allen, the founder and CEO of the Center for Education Reform. Good stuff here, Jeannie. Thank you so much for being with us
Thank
on Bill Martinez Live.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know, I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them. Be booked with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here as we connect with over 280 affiliates now and around the world via shortwave. Thank you so much for joining in and getting involved in the conversation. This is your world, your life, and we're 100% committed to discovering and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads on your behalf. Luke Goodrich joins us now. He's the Deputy General Counsel at Beckett Law. He's represented religious organizations and individuals in a wide array of religious liberty disputes at both the trial and appellate level, including cases brought under the Free Exercise Clause, Establishment Clause, Free Speech Clause, and major civil rights statutes. Luke, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.
Luke, we brought you on because we wanted to talk about what's going on. I'm here on the East Coast, and this situation that I'm seeing happening up in Pensacola is quite grievous. Break it down for our audience so they understand what is going on here with this historic cross that the city is fighting against.
Sure. So over 75 years ago, back in 1941, when the country was on the verge of entering World War II, the local chapter of the JCs in Pensacola, that's a non-religious civic group, mm-hmm. they decided they wanted to have an Easter sunrise service in a public park, and they wanted to have a cross erected for the service. So they did that back in 1941, and it was a huge coming together of the community around Pensacola. And that cross, a cross has been in that park ever since, for over 75 years, and it's been the site of many community gatherings, and it's really become a part of the fabric of the history of Pensacola. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, last year, a group of plaintiffs filed a lawsuit arguing that because a cross is a religious symbol and because it's in a public park, the cross has to be stripped and taken down as unconstitutional. And last month, a judge ruled in the plaintiff's favor and ordered that the cross had to come down within 30 days. And that's when my organization, Beckett, stepped in. We offered to represent the city of Pensacola free of charge and appeal that ruling to the higher courts so that the cross can remain in place.
Now, the plaintiffs, are these all local plaintiffs or are these outside Pensacola plaintiffs involved?
Well, it's an interesting mix of plaintiffs. There are four plaintiffs. Two of them live in Canada, quite a long ways from Pensacola, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
One of them does live in Pensacola and claims to be offended by the cross, but he actually reserved the area around the cross this past Easter, basically booting out a Christian church that had wanted to meet there. Mm-hmm. And he said he was going to use the area around the cross for his own satanic purposes. And then the fourth plaintiff lives outside the city of Pensacola, 7 or 8 miles away from the park, but claims that they sometimes come to the park and find the cross offensive. So you really have plaintiffs that really have no serious business with the city of Pensacola or the cross, and no real injury at all, other than they really dislike the fact that the cross is there.
Was this a judge in Pensacola, or was this a district judge, one of those, maverick district judges that made this ruling?
So the judge who made the ruling is Senior Judge Vinson. He's in the federal court for the Northern District of Florida, mm-hmm. the Pensacola Division. And his opinion was quite interesting. He made quite clear in his opinion, he said that if I were simply interpreting the Constitution as it was written, I would uphold the cross. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as a historical matter, the founding fathers and the original meaning of the Constitution certainly would not require religious symbols to be removed from the public square. But he also said, you know, I'm a lower court judge. I'm bound by my judicial oath to follow precedent. And he looked at some of the more, more questionable precedent from the Supreme Court and other courts and said, you know, even though I think the cross should remain standing, some of these cases dictate that it has to be removed. So that was the gist of his order.
Wow. That's an interesting journey to get from the Constitution. Forget about the founding fathers, what they intended. Now, all of a sudden, we have, of course, this has been on the increase there at the Beckett Fund. You've been at the forefront, and thank God for all the great work that you do on behalf of religious people like myself, and certainly constitutionalists like myself. And I believe that we need to hold to the integrity of the Constitution and what our founding fathers intended from day one. And this battle that, the separation of church and state, which we argue forever. That's like trying to, you know, argue whether or not we have a president with a birth certificate or not, it seems like.
Well, there's a long history of the courts wrestling with, you know, what does the First Amendment mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the provision of the Constitution at issue in this case is the Establishment Clause. It says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of debate over what that meant originally and what it should mean today. But if you go back historically, the idea of an established church had a very clear meaning at the time of the founding.
Without a doubt.
A number of the colonies had established churches at the time the Constitution was ratified. And those established churches, basically the government decided what the doctrine would be, what the official state church would be. The government levied taxes and tithes in order to pay the salary of the ministers of the established churches. And they imposed political restrictions on people who were not members of the established church. So you couldn't vote or hold political office. And, you know, we've come a long way since then, but obviously, even if you assume, you know, obviously a cross in a public park is a long ways from the original meaning of establishment.
And here you are, basically, you've got one local person. What happened to the rest of the outrage from, I got to think, the majority of people in Pensacola that are for the cross, including the mayor, the city, and mass? What happened to their voice? I mean, it's preempted by one local person and three outsiders and two non-citizens at that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and we think that's one of the reasons the city has very strong arguments on appeal. And not to get too legally technical, there's a legal doctrine called standing.
Yes.
And the basic idea is that you're not allowed to bring a lawsuit in federal court unless you have suffered a concrete injury, a concrete and particularized injury. And that usually means some sort of financial harm, physical harm, some sort of concrete injury. And in the vast majority of cases, the courts say, hey, if you're just personally offended by something the government has done, that doesn't give you a right to go into court and sue over that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the city has a strong argument here that these folks who don't even live in Pensacola or who don't even have any serious problems with the cross, they certainly haven't suffered any deprivation of legal rights with respect to their religion, that they don't really have a leg to stand on in court.
Well, Luke, that one person, the local guy who reserved the space around the cross last year, knowing that it was going to coincide with an Easter event, that there were going to be Christian institutions that would want that space, but I guess he was the first one to claim it. Did he actually show up to do his satanic ritual?
I believe that he did. And, you know, it raises another issue that you brought up that, you know, you have to consider the entirety of the Pensacola community. The Constitution was not written just for certain citizens. It's written for everyone. And in particular, you know, sometimes in these lawsuits, the plaintiffs argue, well, the government should be neutral toward religion. And most people would agree the government shouldn't promote one specific religion over others. Like, neutrality is generally a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, you know, taking down a cross that's been there over 75 years is not at all neutral toward religion. It really speaks volumes, and it says that religion is something, you know, vaguely embarrassing or inappropriate, and it actually exhibits government hostility toward religion. And that is certainly not something that the Establishment Clause requires.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Luke Goodrich from the Beckett Fund, thank you so much. Luke is the Deputy General Counsel at Beckett Law, represented religious organizations and individuals in a wide array of religious liberty. Luke, we thank you for fighting the good fight, and we want to encourage you to keep up the good work and the good fight on our behalf, okay?
Great. Thanks so much for having me, and if you want to find out more, you can visit beckettlaw.org and hear about all of our cases.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I play. You are the world that I can win. This is how I flag in the wind.
Martinez live.
Hey, back at you, and just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. What is going on with millennials these days? Listen to the results of this study that's finding millennials aren't ready for the reality of life, and they suffer from panic attacks and anxiety. A study of 2,000 would-be students found many aren't prepared for university life. More than half of millennials don't know how to pay a bill or the real costs of rent. Researchers warn that the prospect of leaving home is worrying many millennials. I mean, to the point that 27% are having panic attacks. Here to explain and tell us more about it is John Huber. Dr. John Huber is Texas-based. He's the chairman for the Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting and positive change to the lives of individuals that suffer from mental health issues. Dr. Huber, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing wonderful, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what is happening here? You know, have we pampered this younger generation to the point that they're just ill-fitted and ill-prepared to deal with life as we know it?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I mean, we've gone through this phase, and as a parent myself, I understand it, how we don't want our kids to suffer. We don't want them to experience pain. But the reality of it is, I mean, starting right off the bat, that the struggles they have, you know, when they're fighting over that toy doll at 3 or 4 years old with one of their playmates, you know, if we jump in there and solve their problem for them, as simple as that little problem is, they're not learning basic skills they need for more advanced issues when they get later in life.
You know, and that's an excellent point. there are some real life dynamics and universal conflicts that occur that we have to learn in the sandbox of life. If we don't learn them there, then when do we ever learn them?
Exactly. And then we throw people at a very fragile time. The majority of mental health issues, whether it's schizophrenia, depression, bipolar disorder, personality disorders, they manifest themselves in the majority of people between 16 and 25 years of age, which throws them right in that college age time frame. And you compound that with all the stressors of life, the issues we have with social media, where people have kind of saccharine friendships. In other words, they're nice to have. They're kind of addictive. We know that when you get likes on Facebook and Instagram, that you're getting a dopamine rush. And the reality of it is, when you're sick, they're not going to help you make chicken soup. They're not a real concrete friend. So you're really not even learning how to deal with individuals, even friendships, because you're through that, like I called earlier, a saccharine sweet relationship with our Facebook friend. I mean, so much so, I get calls from businesses here in Central Texas that, hey, you know, I just hired this guy from college. He doesn't even know how to answer a phone.
Wow. Yeah. Well, not surprising. This is the electronic world that these kids live in. And especially what I'm discovering, and I've been a student of Myers-Briggs and their evaluations, and particularly right off the bat, when you look at, extroverts and introverts, this whole new technology is a wonderful world for introverts. A guy like me, who's an extrovert, I've had to force myself, you know, to engage the system only because I deal, I guess, just as by happenstance, and even at one company, you know, my boss used to tell me, just email everybody, don't worry, you know, and it took me a while to get out of my own stubbornness to say, okay, fine. And I realized, I go, well, yeah, the people that are causing the most problems are these introverts. If they find a reason to, or an excuse to disengage or to say, well, I wasn't aware and that kind of deal, you know, suddenly they have standing. And all it took was, hey, send them an email, get them involved and say, hey, you're on the distribution list. So there's no excuse anymore. But introverts love anonymity, and they really flourish in this kind of environment, don't they?
Well, and it's simple too. And then when you go and actually have to meet with these people, they don't even know how to make eye contact when you're talking with them.
Exactly. And this is the thing that we need to be mindful of. And as you demonstrate here is, you know, like Facebook and tweeting and all that, it is a bit of a false reality, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it's funny and it's kind of amazing how we're all kind of agreeing to this and it's becoming a monetary place. And corporations are making money off of it. Mm-hmm. So it's becoming almost like that we used to have that second life. It's becoming an additional life that we've got added into our reality.
Well, is it something, I mean, here you are, you're the psychologist, so is it something that can offer some sort of path, some kind of healthy pathway for people who get locked into this, or are they forever going to be locked in this alternate universe?
Well, I'm a believer in the human animal, and I think, you know, we're going to deal with this. We're in the middle of the growing pains right now. We don't know exactly how that's going to look. I mean, we made it through Elvis. We made it through color TV. We made it through cable TV. We'll get through this. It's just how it manifests itself is yet to be seen.
Well, you think that we've gone through enough processes here, Dr. John, that we'd be able to anticipate, you know, what we're looking for. You know, we're going into this this learning curve. What's the end game here of all this social media? You know, right now, I mean, we're at that phase of fake news and, you know, fake people and fake friendships and all that kind of stuff. But where do we draw? Because I I'm not saying throw the baby out the bathwater, and I don't want anybody to think that. I think it's a powerful tool when used appropriately.
Right.
And so I'm not one for canceling it out any more than I was one for saying that we need to get rid of Elvis. Now the disco records, another whole nother argument, and of course we saw what happened there. But even disco had to come back, you know.
It had to, bell bottoms and everything.
Exactly.
But, you know, one of the differences is the ability for the social media that we have today to saturate in seconds are not just our country, but the world. Mm-hmm. And I mean, with Elvis, you know, he would go around on tours and play county fairs, and people would slowly finding out who this person was. And it took months and in some cases years. And today we can put it out there. And if we're obscene enough, we're far-fetched enough, we're out on the limb enough, it's going to be less than overnight. It's going to be in an hour or two. You're going to have millions of hits. And just like the person holding the gun or holding the book, thinking it would stop that Desert Eagle 50 caliber handgun and kill themselves. You know, that was instantaneous. And, you know, that was, a week ago.
Yeah,
and man. Overnight, that was everywhere. Of course, thank goodness they didn't actually release that video. But all the other videos that they did, people started watching and multiplied, of course. It's unfortunate he passed away, so he's not benefiting from it.
No, but everybody else, point to self if you haven't seen it. A critical memo that a book is not going to stop. What was it, a 50 caliber bullet? Is that what it was?
Right, right.
Yeah,
point blank range. Yeah,
yeah. No, ain't gonna happen. Okay, do you get that? All right. So you got some idiot out there who wants to, as my dad would say, prove that gravity doesn't exist, and they find out when they hit the ground that, ooh, I guess it does.
I like that. I think I would have gotten along with your dad really well.
Oh, you'd have loved him. You'd have loved him. I miss him dearly. He's been gone for 12 years, but he's always with me.
Wow.
Very, very insightful and special man. And I figure, hey, anybody that had 9 kids, and gosh, I think on his passing there were something like 60 grandkids and 35 great-great-grandkids. What an incredible legacy for a man who was part of the world's greatest generation, served our country in World War II, was with Patton at the Battle of the Bulge, was
amazing.
A medic, amazing, amazing man, and his stories I hold near and dear and pass them on to his grandkids as well. Our conversation, go ahead, we got to go to break here. Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. I promise I will give you a chance to comment. Dr. John Huber is with us. We've got more from the good doctor after this. Stay with us, America.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
What it is, Paul, is that nowadays kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
That's an awful lot of money for a young.
They get it, Paul, and they don't have to work for it like I do.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, clean the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger.
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Bill Martinez, live.
This is perfect. John, did you ever have the 75 cent talk with your dad?
Of course. And he was willing to do it, but my workload increased dramatically.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's like, okay, what do you want more? Do you want the money? You want the job? You know, goes hand in glove there, you know. But dare I say, that's, I think, part of the millennial challenge and the deprivation of millennials, if I might say, that they've been robbed of these precious conversations of life. I think more of our kids need that 75-cent conversation. What do you think?
I think you're exactly correct. And to kind of finish up what I was saying before is I think your father comes through you and you're sharing it with the nation. So he's blessed and you're blessed.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, I got to tell you, John, that is such a great compliment, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I guess Andy Griffith would not be given Opie a participation trophy, would he?
No, he wouldn't. In fact, you know, with my kids, when they started getting on computers in our house, we started every night, we would change our password to between a 10 and 13 digit number. Mm-hmm. And we would give our kids lists of math problems they would have to solve. And then they would put the answers end to end to get the password.
Wow.
So if they wanted to get on the computer, they had to go do math.
You realize how many kids have reached over and turned off the radio? Mom, Dad, you're not going to listen to this one. That's a bad idea.
Well, and now they're older, and you know, it's kind of a quid pro quo. As long as they're, you know, my son participates, he's a second degree black belt. As long as he keeps doing that, he gets access to the computer. They also, my daughter plays basketball, and she does, when she's not doing basketball, she does the martial arts too.
Right.
But they have to do that in order to have access to any of their electronics, even their cell phone. And there's some wonderful programs out there. One of them is RPACT, O-U-R-P-A-C-T, and it has horrible ratings on Google Play because all the kids are getting on there giving it a one rating because they hate it.
Yes.
Because it turns your phone into just a phone. You can't search on Google. You can't text anybody. You can't email. You can't do any of the electronic stuff. You can only use it as a phone when a parent turns that on, and the parent has the password control over it.
Well, I'll tell you, that would control some cyberbullying real quick, wouldn't it?
Well, I think it would, and I think as parents, again, you know, how do you watch out for that? Well, my kids don't have an account that I'm not friended on and also know their password, so I can get in there and see. And there have been several times when they've called me or texted me, hey, go look at, you know, what I'm doing on Instagram. My friend over there sounds bad. Do we need to call, you know, their parents?
Right.
So my kids kind of know what I do as a psychologist. They do know what I do. Mm-hmm. And they said, I'm concerned about my friend. Can you look at his or her post? And we've had conversation. Well, my wife and I have had conversations with parents and gotten some help for some of the kids that my friends, my children are friends with. So.
Yeah, who needs a marketing plan when you got kids that are out there trolling the streets and bringing in, you know, new patients for you, right?
Well, you know, I don't usually bring them in as patients because of that dual relationship.
Just teasing. Of course you don't. No, but that's fun though. You love that because you know it's when the kids find out what you do, it is amazing how they go out there and they market you. I guess it's their way of saying, hey, you know, I'm proud of you and support you, right?
It is, and we do a lot of chaperoning at different events and choir and band and stuff like that. And it's amazing how the kids who just know who I am, you know, as my children's parent, and they, you know, we'll be sitting there at dinner and they all want to try and sit at the table with us. And it's just like, whoa, wait a minute. And I think they know there's some safety and security there, and they respect that. Kids need it. They want it, and they love it.
Hey, John, what is it with our generation, you know, that we're so reluctant to endure the pain with our kids growing up, you know, that we coddle them and we deprive them of these experiences that you and I grew up with that maybe we take for granted and maybe we just overlook the value of, you know, the school of hard knocks?
Well, we love our kids, and it's very hard to watch my kids suffer when I could just walk over there and fix it, you know, with sometimes just turning a page, you know, I mean, it's that simple sometimes,
right.
But my job is to be a parent, and your dad was a parent. My dad was a parent, and too many of our peers out there as parents want to be their kid's best friend because there's certain things they didn't like about their upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I mean, you know, as bad as it sounds, really, my kids don't have to like me while they're my kids. They're my responsibility to teach how to live and how to interact in this world. And when they become adults, then they can become my friends. Now, you know, my son and daughter are my hunting and fishing buddies. You know, they go out to the ranch and we catch fish and shoot deer and all these kinds of things. But I'm teaching them. I'm teaching the rules of life. I'm teaching them conservation of the environment. I'm teaching them, hey, we got rid of all these predators. And now because we did that, our species has a responsibility to maintain that balance in nature and thin out the herds.
Yeah, we're all part of the ecosystem here. If you understand your role in it, right? If you don't, and you've always lived in the city, then, you know, you don't quite understand. But what a privileged education. I mean, where are these kids going to go and learn this, John?
Well, where aren't they going to learn it?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we sit back, and I see a lot of people who come into my office that bring their children, and their kids don't get, for example, the finality of suicide. You know, but my kids know it. I mean, they've been out there, and they've culled some deer, and they've watched living animals, you know, expire, and they know that they're going to end up on our dinner table in 2 weeks, you know?
Right.
And they know when somebody's talking death, it's serious. You don't joke with that.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, whether it's, the suicide culture in which we live in, I mean, we have vets, 20, 23 a day that are dying, you know, for PTSD, the rise, even the impact that it's had, particularly on female vets as well, even higher than male vets. That's just there. That's not in everyday life, but I mean, you're seeing more and more, this activity where, people are just coming unhinged and the suicide rate is increasing. It's very concerning, and maybe because of the culture, the movies, I mean, music, all this stuff, that we're somewhat laissez-faire about the finality of it and the devastation that takes place. What it does for families, the kids that are affected, that it almost puts a mark and legacy on their lives that, are they going to do the same thing? Go ahead.
It does increase the likelihood they'll do it because it became a rational plan of action for somebody else in their life. So why shouldn't it be for them?
Well,
pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. And, as one pastor, when we talked about this, he had went through the suicide of a child. And and I said, how do you deal with it? He says, well, you never get over it. You just get through it. And,
that's right.
This has been a number of years. And I'll tell you, it is just it is a difficult, difficult deal. It's it's one of those things when we were growing up, we'd say, John, it's very heavy, right?
It is. And, you talk about, losing your father. I lost mine 23 years ago. And you're right. He's with me every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish my kids could have met him. And so I have to kind of be that and think, how would my dad have responded to this situation? And I try to instill that in my children. And at the same time, I'm fighting Instagram. I'm fighting Snapchat. I'm fighting Facebook and fidget spinners.
That's a big thing. Fidget spinners now. Lordy mercy.
I had a fidget spinner. It was a shovel and a pick, and I built fence lines. You're bored? Okay, come on down. I got something for you to do.
I got a pick and a shovel. Fidget with this one. Yeah, I know. I'm right with you. As we wrap things up here, John, one final question. The advice that you would offer to millennials, and dare I say, this conversation also involves the parents of millennials. We all have responsibility in dealing with the mental challenges of today's reality, right?
We definitely do. And the one thing I would say is stay active in activities that require you to put your electronics down. Go play basketball. Go outside. Mm-hmm. Go fishing. Go swimming. Get outside and have a life, and you can do the other. It's all about balance.
Yeah, and both sides, parents as well, be that example. Be that loving example to these millennials. They'll figure out, they'll figure out how to pay for rent and, do the things that we take for granted. But we have to, let them go out there and swim and fly and be those eagles that they were meant to be. Dr. John Huber has been with us. John, great stuff. Appreciate it. How can people be in touch with you real quick?
MainstreamMentalHealth.org. And
would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.